Amen. What an opportunity we have. What a tremendous opportunity we have. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. Amen. Praise God. A more excellent sacrifice. Somebody say those words with me this morning. A more excellent sacrifice. That word excellent there means more in quantity, number, or quality. Also in the major portion, it is to exceed, or more excellent, or further, longer, greater. Amen. I think maybe you get the idea. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Amen. And I want to talk about a more excellent sacrifice here this morning. Praise God. I want to try to help us because, folks, what we're involved in here is not just a church service. What we are involved in is our walk toward heaven. Amen. And heaven is eternity. Amen. Heaven is forever. Hell is forever. Very serious matter that we're talking about here today in serving God. We cannot take it casually, but we must see where faith will take us and what we need to do in our walk with God. Let's pray together and let's ask for the help of the Lord this morning. Father, we thank you for the word of God this morning. We thank you for the truth today. We ask you to anoint the word of God. We ask you to speak to us this morning and lay a foundation for our eternity. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated this morning. If we look at the word of God in this particular area this morning, we'll see that the scripture admonishes us and tells us that whatever we do in our life, we should do it with our might. Amen. There is nothing in the scripture that teaches us that it's all right to be lazy. There is nothing in the scripture that teaches us that we can be half-hearted about what we do, because what we do is a result of who we are. It is a result of our deepest feelings and our deepest desires in our heart. Amen. And the Bible admonishes us here to do it with our might. In fact, scripture says that whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Everything that we find to do with our hand doesn't seem important, and it does not seem like it will maybe even have much ramification for your life. But it's not what it will do or will not do. It is the attitude by which we get a hold of it. It is the attitude by which we grab a hold of it and go forward in the matter. Amen. I'm glad we've got the young people out here this morning. And in school, it may seem like you've got a class that doesn't have any meaning to it whatsoever. And I used to say the same thing when I was in school. I'll never use this the rest of my life, so what does it matter? And I didn't have anyone to give me the Word of God. I had never read the Bible in my life. But one thing that I remember as a child or as a boy in high school, I was in a welding class, and my brother was in the same welding class, and he got a B on one of his tests that he did. And he went to his teacher and he said, "I don't want a B, I want an A. Can I do it over again?" And he told me what he had done. And that inspired me. And when I took the same class, I got a B, and I went to the teacher and I said, "I'm not satisfied with that. I want an A." Amen. It inspired me. And I can't tell you this morning that I've always followed through with that. But it is a principle in our life that if we will take the things that are before us and do our very best with it, amen, it will bolster and it will help and it will strengthen your attitude toward life in general. Amen. And this morning I'm not talking about living life only, but I'm talking about living for God. I'm talking about the joy and the victory, but more than that, the success of living for God. Amen. I'm not just looking for joy this morning. I'm looking for success. I'm not looking for something that I can get this morning and then go on my way. So many are that way in our generation. But what I want to look for this morning is the long term. What I want to look forward to, or what I want to look for and establish in my life, is a foundation, and the Word of God gives it to us here this morning in the story of Abel. Praise God. And doing your best comes from an attitude that it is worth it, and therefore I'm going to put my all into it. We see from the very beginning, even before there was the law, Adam and Eve spoke with God, they knew God, and now their two children, Cain and Abel, came along. There wasn't all the worldly things that we fight against today. There wasn't all of the situations that are going on. There wasn't a world of people. It was just one family and two brothers, and Cain and Abel. And one of them looked at their sacrifice as something that wasn't really that important. He brought his sacrifice, and that was noble. That was good that he brought an offering unto the Lord. Cain was a tiller of the ground, meaning he was a farmer. When I was in Israel a number of years ago, I remember coming up on the city of Jerusalem, and on one of the fields on the side of the city of Jerusalem, a man was plowing a field with an ox. And this was back in the 80s, and I was just astounded that people would even do that in a modern country like that. But he was plowing the field with an ox. And this is no different than what Adam and Eve had. And Cain decided he wanted to be a farmer, and there was no soil that had been tilled for generations. It was virgin soil, and so he had to take the rocks out. He had to cut down trees and dig out the roots and plow up the field and plow up the ground and then plant his crops. He put time and energy and effort and a lot of stress and a lot of sweating. Amen. But you see the amount of energy and the sweat and all of that is not necessarily the matter for a excellent sacrifice or a more excellent sacrifice. First of all, it was because the Bible tells us that it was a blood sacrifice. I'm not going to get off onto this here this morning and follow this little trail here this morning, but God established from the very beginning that blood must be shed in order for there to be the covering of sin. And we find that when Adam and Eve sinned, they ate of the fruit of the tree, and they realized they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves, and they covered themselves. And then the Lord came along and said, that's not good enough. And he clothed them. He made coats of skins, and he clothed them. I believe this morning that it was a lambskin coat that he gave them. That's what I believe, because it was prophetic of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, who would die and shed his blood for you and I. An innocent animal passed away, and the skins were made into coats so that when God saw Adam and Eve, he would not see their spiritual nakedness, he would not see their sin and their shame, but he would see the covering that he had made for them. Praise God. The Bible says if we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we are baptized into his death. And when we put on Christ, or when we are baptized into Jesus Christ, we actually put on Christ. Amen. The Lamb. We put on the Lamb. And so when God sees us, He doesn't see our failures. Aren't you thankful for that? When He sees us, He does not see our shortcomings, but He sees the covering that He made. And He made that beautiful covering at Calvary. Praise God. He made that beautiful covering and covered us with His blood so that whenever we fail, whenever we fall short, He does not see that when we come to repent and to bring a sacrifice, but He sees the covering that He has made for us. Well, praise God. It's really a awesome, awesome message. Amen. And so from the beginning, God required a sacrifice, but it was more than something that was required. Oftentimes, we look at this is required of me. Work on a job, and this is required of me. This is my job description. This is what I'm supposed to do. And so we do it. And we may do a good job at what we do. Truth of it is, many people in America, statistics tell us that they do not enjoy their job. They may do a good job, and they may get a raise or a promotion, but there is something about an excellent job. There is something that goes beyond a good job or a sacrifice. You're actually making a sacrifice. When you get up in the morning and you go to work, you're making a sacrifice, but is it just a sacrifice because you're getting something back? A lot of times it is, and we don't want to get up. We don't want to go to work. We don't want to go through the course of the day, but the truth of the matter is this morning that we need to do that, and so it is required. A lot of times we get the idea that living for God is fulfilling that which is required. Amen. And that is very important. What is required is very important of us. And the scripture is full of requirements. Amen. And won't go into that here this morning, but there are things that God loves and there are things that God hates. And that is found in the Word of God. And so if we want Him in our life, we just need to find out what He loves and love those things as well. Well, praise God. And so an excellent sacrifice or a more excellent sacrifice is something that is born out of passion. A more excellent sacrifice is something that drives you, amen, because of the value of this relationship. That propels you forward and says, I'm not just going to go halfway here. I'm not just going to be half-hearted here. Amen. But I'm going to go beyond. Someone may tell me what my description is. And I may see in the Word of God, you know, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered and said, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so that is the requirement. Amen. And that is the requirement to enter into the kingdom of God. And we know that the water is baptism. We know that the Spirit is Spirit baptism. And that's why Peter preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 and 38 that he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Every place in the New Testament where there was salvation, there was water and Spirit. Every place. Amen. And when we are baptized, we must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Amen. But once we give our life to God, Amen. And we begin to walk with him and begin to go with him, we find that there is an area of this relationship that is much more than requirements. Amen. It is much more than I have to do this, and so therefore I'm doing it. Amen. God gives us an opportunity through the preaching of faith, amen, and the preaching of the Word of God to inspire us to go above and beyond our normal way of relationship. Praise God, because many things in life that you do it because you have to do it. Amen. You have to put gas in your car. You have to get up in the morning. There are many, many things that we have to do, and after a while we call it the grind. Amen. Because it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. And you can get to the place where you're almost to work and you don't even remember getting out of bed. Well, praise the Lord. Maybe I'm the only one like that. But it becomes the grind, and there's no motivation except the paycheck at the end of the week, or the you're not going to run out of gas, and so you have to do that, and all of those things. Our lives are basically ruled in a lot of ways by the necessities of life. Amen. But the Bible says here, Hebrews 11 and verse 6, we read verse 11 in the beginning here, but verse 6 it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And so he that cometh to God must. Everybody said must. There's the requirement again. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Amen. And I believe that he is this morning. That's why he said, "I am." And that is an open door right there. Whatever I need is in Jesus. And so if I'm going to please God, and so now it's not a matter of I must be saved, and so I'm going to fulfill the requirements, and I'm going to seek God until those things are established in my life. Now God gives us an open door, and he uses the word please him. Amen. That's a whole lot more than a written list of rules and regulations. Amen. It is a whole lot more than just looking at doctrine and saying, "This is what the Bible says I have to do. Amen. This is my requirement." Too often we think that we are going to please God by fulfilling the requirements. Amen. Just by doing the job, like when Jesus went into the house. Amen. Can I just preach a little bit this morning? Amen. He went into the house, and there was a meal prepared, and there were two ladies in the kitchen, Mary and Martha. Amen. And Mary was sitting out in the living room at the feet of Jesus while he's teaching the word, and Martha's running around in the kitchen, and she's all stressed out, and she's all worried and nervous and everything. Got to make sure everything is exactly right. Thank God for the Marthas. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad that my wife doesn't just throw together a meal and say, "Here, eat it," you know. But she gets online and she looks it over and she studies it for quite a while before she fixes it. Amen. And it's really good. I'm telling you, she's an awesome cook. Praise God. And we got to have that. But I'm telling you what, Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and finally Martha got upset and said, "Lord, tell her to get in the kitchen and help me." And you'd think the Lord would say, "Yeah, get in there, Mary. We got to have our meal here in just a little bit." But Jesus looks and says, "Martha, Martha," almost like shaking his head, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful about very much Amen. But one thing is needful. One thing is needful. Amen. And Mary has chosen that good part. Praise God. She went over and above, not because of what she did, amen, but because of the faith in her heart, and she reached out to God with a more excellent sacrifice. Praise God. I want to please God. Anybody else feel that way this morning? I don't want to spend eternity with a God that is a list of rules and regulations, and that's my relationship in its totality. Amen. I want to know how God feels about sin, because I don't want to be involved in those things that God is not pleased with. Amen. But it's more than just doing the right thing. Amen. It is the Spirit that is within you. Amen. What an opportunity we have this morning. I know that there's not that many of us here today, but we have such an opportunity this morning, amen, to get a hold of what is here, and what is here is really big. Amen. What is in this house this morning is awesome. It is fantastic. It is eternal. Amen. It is something that nobody else in the whole world can get a hold of. Amen. And God has made it available to us. It's here this morning. It's right here this morning among us. Praise God. And when we see that, and we see the value of the church, and we see the value of the Word of God, and we see the value of the Holy Ghost that has been poured out upon us, I'm telling you this morning, I don't need a list of regulations to tell me how to live for God. I want those things so I'll be right. Amen. Cain was not right. He brought the fruit of the ground, but what he needed was a blood sacrifice. Abel brought a blood sacrifice, and that was acceptable to God. Amen. But Cain said, I'm not bringing that. I'm not even going to fulfill the rules. I'm not going to obey the law. And so he broke the law and killed his own brother. He was a lawbreaker. Amen. The law is for the lawless, the Bible says. Well, praise the Lord. It's for the lawless. But what's for the law abiding? Praise God. The lawless have the law, but the law-abiding, amen, can go above and beyond. Amen. Oh, yes, we can have all of our signs up in our community that says you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to pay your taxes. And as you drive down the road, you say, this is my town. I've got to do this and I've got to do that to make my town great. Amen. But every now and then somebody comes along and they fall in love with their town. And they get an idea, we're going to fix up the roads. They get an idea, we're going to fix up our downtown area and make it good. And they get an idea and a vision and they go beyond and they excel. Well, praise God. Those are towns that thrive. Amen. We was down in Oklahoma and there was a town and it was just run down everywhere. But one lady got an idea, and she's going to have a cooking thing. And so she puts it on video and puts it online of her cooking, and the town was bustling. The town was booming. Amen. And here it was, and they're fixing up this big building, and everything's coming up. And then we could drive through another town, and the whole thing is run down. And I'm like, I would never want to live here. This place looks like it's about ready to go under. Amen. Well, I love the town that I live in. But you know what? More than that, I love the church that I go to. Well, praise God. And when I come into the house of God or I'm outside and I see some trash that's blown in from somewhere else, I'm not just going to walk by. I'm going to pick it up and put it in the trash. You know why? Because I want this place to go above and beyond. I want it to look better. Amen. I want it to give the impression that there's something happening here. Why? Not because I want to fool somebody, but because I love this place. Praise God. And I love the God that's in this place. And when I come into the house of God and I walk through the doors, amen, I can sit down and pout all day about my troubles, or I can decide that I'm going to give a more excellent sacrifice because of the God that is in this house. Well, praise the Lord. And I want to give a more excellent sacrifice unto Him. And I want Him to be pleased when I come to this place. I want Him to smile upon my life. Amen. Because I just think He is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Praise God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And so Cain thought, you know, I'll just bring an offering and God has to accept it. But God did not accept it. He brought some tomatoes. He brought some okra. He brought some, you know, bananas. Who knows? He brought all these things that he had been pruning and working on. And he thought back about all the labor that he put into that and thought, you know, God's going to smile on all of my labor, and God's just going to bless this. And here comes his little brother, and he's got a lamb. And all he had to do was lead his flock, lead them to grass, and the lambs do all the eating, and the sheep do all the eating. They grow by themselves. He doesn't have to till the ground. He doesn't have to work hard. He just kind of sits there and watches the sheep eat the grass. And it doesn't seem quite equal, does it? And so he brings his lamb. He brings the offering unto God. And God smiles upon Abel's offering and blesses it. Obviously, the fire of God came down upon that altar. But over here in Cain's altar, oh, it was set up just perfect. Everything was just exactly right, except the thing on the altar was not right. It was not according to what pleased God. Amen. And so Cain did not have faith when he brought his sacrifice. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice by faith. It was a matter of faith. It was a matter of that spirit within the two boys there. One had a spirit within him. First of all, I want to do the right thing. We want to do the right thing. That's very important. But it's more than just doing the right thing. It's the spirit and the attitude by which you do it. If mom and dad have to push you to do something, amen. If the pastor's got to push you to do something, amen. If we've got to make you and intimidate you and control you to get you to do something, I'm telling you this morning, it's not going to be for the right reason. What God's looking for is somebody that said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. He's looking for somebody that says, God, I want to go above and beyond. I want to do it right, but I want to do it with faith in my heart for you. Praise God. And all of a sudden, Cain got mad. Imagine that. Got mad. And, I mean, he really got mad. And his anger turned to jealousy against his brother Abel. I got a feeling there was some other factors that were involved, because when Cain was born, the Bible says that Adam and Eve said, we have gotten a man from the Lord. He's a great guy. He's going to be the next president, you know. And they thought he was just a wonderful kid. And then Abel was born. They named him Abel. And there was no comments. Nothing was commented about Abel. It was silence. And the name Cain means to strike quickly, decisive, a man's man. And Abel means empty, transitory. It means does not measure up. And so when Abel was born, mom and daddy said, you don't measure up. Cain was born and they said, you're the one. Amen. So Cain grew up, thinking, well, mom and dad thinks I'm the greatest, so he started thinking he was the greatest. Amen. He started thinking pretty hot about himself and thought, I can just do whatever I want to do because my name is Cain. Amen. My name is Cain. I'm the firstborn from Adam and Eve who was created by God. Amen. Got to thinking himself pretty hot stuff. Oh, God, help us here this morning. But God rejected him, and he became angry. Amen. Abel had one choice. Amen. He really did have faith in God. But he went above and beyond. He didn't just have faith in God. He offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. Amen. I want to go above and beyond for you, God. I want to go the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth mile for you, God. Amen. I'm not going to serve God haphazardly. Come on, somebody, help me this morning. I'm not just going to come because it's time to come. Amen. I'm not just going to take it or leave it. Well, praise God. I know I'm preaching to somebody here this morning. I'm preaching to all of us here this morning. Amen. But when you get a hold of the glory of God and you get a hold of the vision of eternity and a mansion over the hilltop, praise God. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger in this world. I've got one opportunity to get it right, but it's not just a matter of getting it right. I want to do it from my heart and give to God a more excellent sacrifice. Well, praise God. Praise God. Many in our generation today, and I suppose it's always been this way, if they do something, it's to get a return. I'm just going to do it because I get a return. And some things in life are that way, and it'll never change. But when it comes to relationships, praise God, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. I'll do something for you if you'll do something for me. That's a business relationship. Amen. When you get married, that's not a business relationship. Yeah, praise God. Help us this morning, Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm going to write down a list here, and you write down a list there, you know, kind of like the couple that got married, and they made the decision, you know, if we ever get in trouble and we're mad at each other, if you're having a bad day, just take your apron and pull it over to the side, and when I come home, I'll know you've had a bad day, and I can help you out. And he decided, if I come home and my jacket's like this, you'll know I've had a bad day and you can help me out, and we'll make that work that way. And then finally one day he come home and his coat was down and her apron was over to the side. Fireworks came. Praise God. You know what? I'm not serving God just to go to heaven. At first that's what it was. I didn't want to be lost. I didn't want to go into eternity without God. And folks, there is an eternity that's coming so very, very soon. It's not time to play with this eternal situation. Your life passes so quickly. Believe me, I'm telling you from experience, it passes so quickly. And here you are at the end, and you have to look back and say, what did I do for God? What have I done with my life? What kind of relationships have I had in my life? Amen. I'm telling you, folks, we got to get busy, but not just for that reason, but because I have gotten so excited about this relationship with God, and I just want to be involved in everything I can be involved in. If it's prayer meeting time, I want to be at prayer meeting time. If it's service time, I want to be in service. Praise God. When it comes to giving, I want to give. When it comes to my talents, I want to use them for God. Amen. When it comes to this, I mean, you can your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. To love God with all of those is the first and great commandment. Amen. But the commandment goes a step further. It says, I command you this day to love God with all of your heart. You can't do it from the heart when it's a commandment. What he's saying is you got to figure out how to do it from your heart. Amen. Oh, my Lord, help us here this morning. What I feel here today is so wonderful. Amen. What I felt in the service earlier is so wonderful. Amen. Why would I even think about not being here? Why would I even let anything get in my way to be in the house of God and to be among those I'm going to spend eternity with? Praise God. Why would I want to leave this place and go out in the darkness and live in sin? Amen. If there's anything, I want to get it out of my life. Amen. No matter how bad it hurts. Amen. No matter how difficult it is, we must give to God a more excellent sacrifice. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Amen. I'm a walking dead man this morning. Because whatever was put on the altar was killed. My old life is dead. My old way of talking is dead. And I'm not even going to go into it here this morning, but my way of talking in the past, you would be shocked. Amen. I'm telling you, there's many in the world that are just like that. I heard one young man, and he was saying this, that, and the other, and it was going dirtier and dirtier and dirtier, and finally one of the elder men in the crowd said, "Do you kiss your grandmother with that mouth?" And all of a sudden, he just stopped and started apologizing. Said, "I'm sorry, that's just the way I'm used to talking." Amen. I'm telling you what, friend, I'm not proud of my past life. I'm not proud of the things. Amen. I've got to give them up. I didn't say I have to give them up. I wanted to give them up. I was not pleased with the life that I lived. I did not like myself. I did not like the sin that was in my life. I wanted to get free, but I couldn't get free. Amen. But thank God when He came into my life. Well, praise God. Thank God when He came into my life, that all changed. And my life got better. Why would I want to turn my back on Him now? Amen. And especially over the years, you learn more and more about Him. And the more you learn about Him, the more you fall in love with Him. Praise God. Amen. Relationships are not designed to start out up here with the stars and the bells and the whistles, and then all of a sudden it goes down. Our relationship with God is not designed that way, to start out with the whistles and the bells. Oh, it is, but I'm telling you, when you start out, you're born again. You're just getting started. And it's not downhill from there. It's upward. It's onward. Amen. And the more you learn about Him, and the more you experience with Him, when He heals your body, when He delivers you from a situation, when He helps you, amen, you just fall in love with Him over and over, and it gets deeper and stronger as the years go by. That's the way He designed it to be. Well, can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning? Praise God. I wished everybody was here this morning. Amen. But I'm telling you, don't live for God half-heartedly. Don't serve God with half of your spirit. Amen. Give it every part of your life. Amen. I'm telling you what, if other parts of my life have to go aside and I can't do them, you know what? I'll just sacrifice that to God. I want to make an excellent sacrifice, a more excellent sacrifice. Praise God. I want to give to God something that goes above and beyond. Well, it's not convenient for me. That's your opportunity to make a more excellent sacrifice. Praise God. That's my opportunity to go above and beyond and say, you know what? If it's not going to work out right now, I'm just going to give that to God, and I'm going to spend my time with God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I want to read a few verses. We're going to finish here shortly. Amen. I feel the Lord in this place this morning. Paul wrote to Timothy, this young preacher, and he said, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make proof, full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. He made it. Praise God. And not to me only, but unto all them that also that love his appearing. Do you love his appearing? What are you living for this morning? Can we stand together right now? I want to ask you, what are you living for this morning? I could read to you from Mark chapter 12, where the Lord Jesus was standing in the house of God, just leaning up against a pillar. The God of heaven, robed in flesh, just standing there looking. And the people were coming by and putting in their offerings. And there was, you know, somebody came in and they had to have a Brinks truck, made a big deposit. And others, so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, there was a little widow. And I'd like to think that she was probably just kind of going real slow. And she came up to the altar and she put in two mites. And then she turned around. Nobody paid attention. Nobody noticed. When I was in Israel, they said that they find those mites all the time. There were so many of them. It's like a penny. It's like a modern penny. The older pennies were copper, but now they're not even worth a penny. And she brought two mites, and she brought them up, and she put them in the offering plate. And the Lord looked over at his disciples and said, "See that woman right there? She made a more excellent sacrifice." All the others came and they put in of their abundance. And that's what they got used to doing. Just putting in what's required. I'm not going to go any further. We're just going to kind of, you know, coast here. But he said, that lady right there, she put in everything she had. She put it all in there because of her need. She knew that she needed God. The others got to a place where they didn't realize that they needed God. Oh, I'm rich, increased in goods, have need of nothing. Everything's good in my life. No problems. Oh, God, help the fool that would ever say in his heart, "Take ease, eat, drink, be merry. You've got enough laid up for many years." And he said, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee." And I'm not preaching this morning that somebody's soul will be required of them this morning. But right now, there's some folks that are not here this morning. They're down in Missouri visiting Dad. And we all know Bill and Grace, and they've been here to this church many times. When they came up to visit, we've sat on the front porch and Bill plays mandolin and they'd sing songs. But today he's laying on a bed. His days are almost over. The time has come and the time has gone. And I'm not saying anything one way or the other about him as an individual. I'm just using that this morning as an example. I look out here this morning and I see young, strong men. I see young men that are just growing up. I see middle age. I see elderly. Folks, all of us have a measured amount of time in this life to live. My wife's parents were in their 50s, young 50s, and sitting on his car broke down on the highway, and he went and got made a phone call. She came and picked him up, and they were sitting there behind the broken car. I believe that's the right. And a man who had shot himself in the stomach, was trying to commit suicide, was traveling at a high speed down the highway, went over onto the right lane, and wasn't able to see very well, crashed into their car. And they were both killed instantly on the spot. They didn't know what hit them. They were probably sitting in that car. We've talked about this. This has been quite a few years ago, so we can talk about it. And they were sitting in the car talking to each other, and all of a sudden they were in heaven talking to each other. Because my wife's parents were godly people. They loved God. They lived for God. When it came time for church service, Sister Condit would worship. I remember her worshiping God and get in the Holy Ghost and just let God work in her life. I remember so many times Brother Condit on the platform. They left their home church, tried to start a church in Asheville, North Carolina, went to Mississippi and pastored, went to Georgia and pastored. Early 50s, and it's over. I'm telling you this morning, my friend, what you do for God, you've got to do today. Don't leave this morning without praying. Don't leave this morning without saying, I need you, God. Do anything in my life that you want to do in my life. Amen. Maybe, oh God, help me. I don't know everybody here this morning, but I'm telling you what, go ahead and make your plans. Go ahead and say, I'm doing this, that, and the other. But the Bible says, if the Lord will, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I've got to serve God. I've got to do the will of God. Amen. Come on, let's talk to Him right now.